Chris Hogan is the Republican candidate for Minnesota Senate District 3. It's currently held by DFLer Tom Bach. The district includes Lake, Cook, St. Louis, and Coochin County, and towns like Grand Marais, Two Harbors, Cook, Ely, and International Falls. Chris Hogan joins us now. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Chris Hogan, and I'm running for State Senate District 3. I grew up on Rainy Lake on the Canadian border, east of International Falls, and graduated from Falls High School in 1994. And I grew up in the tourism industry and worked at a number of small businesses in International Falls, and graduated from Bemidji State in 1998. I currently live in Silver Creek Township between Two Harbors and Silver Bay. And the last 20 years, I've been employed in as a commercial lender in this region, from International Falls to Bemidji to the Twin Ports, and try to act as a trusted advisor to small businesses, including hospitality, trucking, logging, and real estate developers.
So why did you make the decision to run for the Minnesota Senate?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I have been, interested and active in Republican Party politics for about 20 years. Was chair of the Coochin County Republican Party for 6 or 7 years. The Beltrami County Republicans, and so I've always had an interest in politics. Senate District 3 is also what I consider my district. It was our senatorial district when I grew up, when Bob Lassard was the senator. I think it's a good year to run. I think that I can bring a broad knowledge with my work experience. I have a unique perspective dealing with small businesses. I understand what small businesses and families and industry have for challenges in our area. And I'm very passionate about our area. We live here because we want to live here, as do all the listeners. And I've seen a lot of our communities, from whether it be International Falls, Two Harbors, Silver Bay, or Babbitt. A lot of our communities have not progressed economically, and there's not the economic opportunity for our youth. And I've seen a lot of our communities actually go backwards since Senator Bach, the incumbent, first went to St. Paul in 1995. I offer the voters a clear choice. I'm running as the pro-industry, pro-commerce candidate, and that's the focus. If you look at any economic, the easiest of which is household incomes. Most of our communities, the average household income is 60% of the state's average household income, and way less than the metro area, obviously. So we have a lot of work to do rebuilding our communities. And my passion is for rural and small town areas and industry. And it's very essential that we keep the Minnesota Senate. The Republicans and people who care about greater Minnesota and promoting industry, we must keep the Minnesota Senate, and that's why I'm running.
It's Chris Hogan. He is running for Minnesota Senate District 3. Minnesota was recently added to a list of 22 states with uncontrolled spread of COVID-19. I wonder if you would want to address your thoughts on how the state of Minnesota has handled this pandemic.
There's no doubt that the pandemic, it's a serious problem to be taken seriously, and it's very contagious. We find out new information all the time as far as things we didn't know 3 months ago. The death rate for youth and for healthy individuals, it's a very low death rate. As far as the way the state has handled that, I think that Governor Waltz and the DFL, I do not believe they've handled it properly. When they first shut everything down, closing small businesses while keeping big boxes open, saying you can have certain events while you can't attend church. It's been a very heavy-handed approach. and his lack of, you know, he wants the emergency powers and does not want to work with the Republicans, who are the minority party, but who do, you know, control the Senate. His lack of willingness to work with the minority party as well as the Minnesota Senate, I find disheartening. And, you know, other states surrounding us have not taken the same approach. So, you know, I would hope that in the future we can find common ground and work together, and the heavy-handed approach is not taken going forward.
Let's talk a little bit about what that contention at the legislature has meant for people in northern Minnesota. Governor Walz does still have those executive powers like 49 other governors in our nation, but there hasn't been a bonding bill. There hasn't been a supplemental budget bill passed through special session. What does a bonding bill mean to people of northern Minnesota, and how will you work towards finding funds like that if you are elected?
Well, a bonding bill is very important to greater Minnesota, and it's very important to Senate District 3. For example, the Stuart River Sewer Project, that's a plan that's been, you know, it's been ready to go for going on 10 years now. And when I ask our senator and representatives what the status is, it's not high enough up on the priority chain. Yet I could go through the bonding bill. It's a relatively small project, and I could find all kinds of things that I don't think are a priority. So the bonding bill is something, it's very important. It's important to all Minnesotans. It's important, especially to greater Minnesota. But I would like to see more of an emphasis on Senate District 3. And I'm going down there specifically to be passionate for Senate District 3 and govern on conservative principles. And I'd like projects such as the Stuart River Sewer Project funded. You know, as far as the funding goes, you know, I mean, it's a bonding bill. But yeah, there's challenges ahead with the state deficit for sure. It's going to be a challenge. And, you know, I think that there will be some working together next year in 2021.
Let's look ahead to the future. What are your thoughts on the future of the mining and timber industry within your district?
Well, it's one of the reasons that I'm running. I come from a paper mill town in International Falls, and I visited, I followed the Polymet and Twin Metals progression for years, and I've been up in Ely talking to folks, and it's really disheartening. I know that the incumbent is pro-mining, and he's worked towards, you know, moving Polymet forward, but this is going on 17 years. And same with the Enbridge Line 3 extension. The incumbent's party leader, first with Dayton and with Walz again 2-3 weeks ago, constant delays. In 25 years since the incumbent first went to St. Paul, we have not had diversification in the wood products and timber industry. And I find it very disheartening. And it's going to take a state effort. And we know that the future of timber is not in the paper mill industry. But we have a very valuable resource. We must diversify the wood products industry, and we must diversify mining. I'll always fight for the iron ore mines and the men and women that work in those mines. But non-ferrous mining, we need to go forward with that. The copper mining that is done today is not the kind of copper mining that was done 40 years ago. Technology has advanced. People of northeastern Minnesota have proven really for 100 years that we can have mining and timber, and we can still have clean water, the natural resources that we enjoy, and build the tourism industry on top of that. We've done it, and we'll do it in the future. And it's not even regulatory hurdles at this point, although I would like to see environmental impact statement process reform and other environmental red tape reform to expedite these things. At this point, it's really political and it's lawsuits. And the state's committee for the DFL just passed a resolution that they want a moratorium on copper nickel mining. And that's where that party is. And unfortunately, the party left Tom Bach in January of this year. And it's unfortunate, but it's time for a new change, a new generation, and a new party to represent Senate District 3.
We're almost out of time, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Yes, in closing, I just want to mention that, you know, I do honor Senator Bach for his years of service in northeastern Minnesota. However, you know, it is time for a change, like I mentioned. In February of 2017, the Star Tribune, which is hardly friendly to conservatives, they published an article that Senator Bach is the highest paid lawmaker in the state of Minnesota as far as, you know, lawmakers go, not the governor. And this is due to, you know, augmented expenses, you know, and the article is very detailed. Over 7 years, more than $350,000 was collected. In addition to his salary, you know, $70,000 from his own campaign, rented space from his home, collected mileage expenses from both the state as well as the IRRB, and the math didn't really add up there, you know, and, you know, as well as taking, you know, maximum housing allowance paid for by the state for his Maplewood home, and it goes on and on. And you know, people did ask me to, you know, constituents have asked me to bring this up. And, you know, I don't, it's not illegal, and I'm not going to accuse Senator Bach of being unethical. But the way that the people feel in Senate District 3 about this is that, you know, we have not got the bang for the buck. You know, and I personally feel like I've been a little bit ripped off, to be honest with you. Most people in Lake County, Cook County, Coochin County, they haven't seen Tom Bach in years. And it's time that, you know, have we diversified the wood products industry? Do we have a pro-business climate to have a more robust tourism industry? Has non-ferrous mining progressed at the pace that we'd like in other industrial initiatives? It simply hasn't. And Senator Bach is you know, he's running on his experience, and he says, you know, experience matters. And my response is, Northern Minnesota matters. And, you know, I'm not a career politician. I didn't go after endorsements. Again, you know, I'm a business person. I think I can represent Senate District 3, and it's time for a change.
That's Chris Hogan. He is the Republican candidate for Minnesota Senate District 3. You can find more information on Facebook. Search for Hogan43. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.